Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area, where the hurricane specialists have been looking at every aspect of the storm, coming up with the latest forecast. And we do have an update. It's 6 p.m. on our official clock. Let's start off with this radar. Tropical storm Isaias right here. You can see the convection. You can see the circulation right there. Certainly the area with the highest winds right in this location, getting ever so close to the South Carolina-North Carolina border, where we expect landfall tonight. Outside of that, you're already seeing some of these rain bands, heavy rainfall, tropical rains. Just you get those wind gusts, you get the heavy rain well outside the center of this storm. And that's a point that's really important, because you don't have to just wait for the center. You're going to get those winds. You're going to get the rain well ahead of time. This is our current location from 5 p.m. That's the extent of the tropical storm force winds. So notice it's out ahead of the center. So you'll start seeing the tropical storm force winds and the rain before you get the center. So timing-wise, overnight tonight, making landfall right here, somewhere between the South Carolina and North Carolina border. And with time moving faster, by 2 p.m. on Tuesday, this storm pretty close to Maryland, getting into New Jersey. So it's interesting to see how fast this storm moves. However, you're still going to have the wind. You're still going to have the heavy rain. So overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, you'll start seeing those tropical storm force winds start getting into the D.C. area, Virginia, Washington, D.C., New Jersey, and with time continuing to move northward. So with time, the center of the storm, 2 a.m. on Wednesday, the storm already on the border between Vermont and New Hampshire. So let's look at the timing of those winds. It's important because this is when you really need to have things really wrapped up. The winds overnight tonight, already in South Carolina, but overnight tonight, North Carolina, Virginia, and then even getting into the D.C. area. This is tomorrow at 8 a.m. So around that area, Washington, D.C., getting into Philadelphia, even New Jersey during the day on Tuesday, and then stretching up to New England by Tuesday evening, and then by Wednesday morning, stretching up into Maine and even up into Canada. And some of the impacts that we see, one of them is going to be the water, one of the more dangerous aspects of these tropical systems. You can see this area. You can almost follow the track. If you follow the track in this location, you can see the core rain, anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of rain in some of these areas. Some places, we have those lingering rain bands could get up to 8 inches of rain. So it's very dangerous with the flash flooding. You can get tropical storm force winds with that rain. You can get trees down and power outages as well. So a dangerous situation. And you can follow that all the way up into New York and getting into even New Hampshire with some of these areas of rainfall. Storm surge is the other thing that we look at. I definitely wanted to show you the latest storm surge map. Right around that center, right around that center where we make landfall, around the South Carolina here, North Carolina here, the South Santee River up to Cape Fear, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge in some of those areas, depending on the tides. But as we go further to the north, 2 to 4 feet, the Pamlico Sound, the Neuse River, not just on the coast, but some of these areas around the Pamlico Sound, Chesapeake Bay, Delaware Bay, could go inland, a mile inland or so, where the water piles up, where those channels start to narrow. 1 to 3 feet possible, Long Island Sound, all the way to Martha's Vineyard. So we're going to be keeping an eye on this storm, and we're going to bring you all the latest information from right here at the National Hurricane Center.